DW.
At first glance, it looks like an ordinary lake dotted with small green islands. In fact, it's a cienega, a special landscape that's unique to areas of the Americas. There are nearly 2,000 cienegas in Colombia, and they all vary in size. This is the biggest, Cienega de Zapatosa. In the dry season, it's an expanse of rolling hills, forest, and grassland. But when the rains come, it's a giant wetland that is a natural drainage for overflowing rivers. It is home to an astounding variety of plants, fish, and other animals. And, amongst all this, a community of people who have learned to live with the dramatic seasonal transformation of the landscape for generations. But all of that is under threat. Fisherwoman Omaira Rangal lives with her 7 children on Baracones, an island in Cienega de Zapatosa. A spotted pig paddles in the shallows as she pushes her little wood boat out onto the water and paddles out from the shore. It's a peaceful scene, but Omaira says it's clear that all is not well in the Cienega.
There used to be many more fish, big ones, giant. And overall, there was a bigger variety of wildlife. Many species have died out. They just aren't here anymore. The young people don't know the species we used to know because they've vanished.
Omaira fishes in the Rincón Porvenir. There are no big companies operating in the Cienega de Zapatosa, and she works for herself. When she catches more than she needs, she sells the rest of the catch. There are multiple threats here, but most relate to deforestation and drought. Trees are felled to make way for cattle and for palm oil plantations, which need huge amounts of water. Then comes El Niño, ever more severe each time. It dries out marshes and trees alike. Omaira Rangal leans from the boat and hauls in a net. There's not much in it, and what is there isn't moving.
I cast out my net here, then come back the following day to haul it in. And everything I've caught is dead because of the bad water.
Along with other local fisherfolk, Omaira Rangal founded an association to set rules to protect the fish stocks. Small nets only, they can't hold too many fish, with a loose mesh that lets smaller ones through. There are also areas which are left undisturbed. That's because Cienega's fish will only support the human population if they are allowed to grow.
We set the rules, and we've agreed that if anyone casts their net in a protected area, like here, we pull it out. Sometimes we burn it, too.
Reforestation is vital to protecting the Cienega. Sadly, many locals are themselves cutting down the Cienega's trees.
Some of the community here cut down trees for firewood. They make little fires on the riverbank and grill their fish right there. Or they take the trees home for firewood in their kitchens. It's really bad. It's actually one of the worst causes of deforestation here.
But the community is also working to protect the trees. At La Mata Harbor on the Cienega mainland, people make a living, as everywhere in the region, from fishing. And that's why they're volunteering at El Dividivi Tree Nursery. They're here with a mission to ensure the future of the environment on which they depend. 13 women and 4 men get to work sorting and planting seeds gathered locally to be nurtured and returned to nature. Every plant has a role to play, as the volunteers explain.
This tree is a Palo Prieto. It will be used to reforest Cienega.
This is an uvita. To cultivate it, you have to pull it up as a seedling. Later, you can cook the fruit and drink its juice.
They produce their own fertilizer here. Cow dung, white and black sand, and banana plants. The Nature Conservancy pays locals 1,000 pesos, or around 25 euro cents, for each plant, and 5 times that for a fruit tree. There are 3,900 different native species of plant on the Cienega, and if any one of them dies out, there are consequences. Fisherwoman and nursery volunteer Madiz Villalobos.
El bocachico se ha perdido.
The bocachico fish disappeared from here, and that was because there were too few trees around the Cienega. That's why the basic idea is to bring back the trees so that the fish can reproduce. Here, this is the uvita fruit that we raised here at the nursery.
Mariz points to a cluster of round, shiny green fruit nestled beneath the leaves of a full-grown tree. Uvita trees, like this one, overhang the waters of the Cienega, providing the fish with protective shade, but also food. When ripe, the uvita fruit turns red and black and drops from the tree, delivering a nutritious meal to the inhabitants of the waters below. Out on the water, a little motorboat overtakes local paddlers in their low wooden vessels. On the shore, there are open expanses where once there would have been a dense forest. In the nearby small mainland town of Saloa, people are also worried about threats to their food supply. Many of the houses have a small garden, growing fruit trees, vegetables, and medicinal herbs. Often, they'll raise a couple of animals for meat, and ducks or chickens for eggs. Libia Arcianegas, president of the local fishers association and manager of the so-called Family Garden Project, says it's an idea that's only just catching on.
Anteriormente, la gente tiene unos patios gigantes.
The houses in the area have their own huge back gardens, but people didn't think about how they could grow their own food and save money. First, you have to introduce the idea of cultivating a whole variety of plants yourself, using your own resources. And others in the area, who maybe don't have much themselves, can buy some of that food at a low price.
Neighbors let each other know what they're growing, so they can exchange plants and food. That helps maintain diversity in the food supply and keeps breeding animals healthy. Down a dusty side street is perhaps the most impressive example. Luz Miriam Alapez's garden is a riot of colorful flowers and countless different plants, from tiny seedlings to mature trees. For years, she has nurtured a rich diversity of species, and she's extremely knowledgeable about herbs and their medicinal properties.
You can use medicinal plants for so many things, against worms, against fungal infections. Here I have something for stomach infections. And this is rue, another medicinal herb.
With these gardens, the people of the Cienega will hopefully have enough to eat, even at times of drought. Because the next El Niño is on the horizon, and the community here is bracing for it to be worse than the last.
DW.